Which are the best universities for blockchain studies? We've got a list. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 2nd, 2018. President Bill Clinton speaks at Ripple's Swell Conference. Crypto collectibles can now be sold in bundles. ICOs are down, but venture capital is up. And at the end of the show, we'll speak with CoinDesk research analyst Peter Ryan about the best universities to study blockchain. Options for blockchain education have grown in the past several years. CoinDesk has released a list of the top universities that offer courses on blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Topping the list is Stanford University in California, offering interdisciplinary courses like digital currency and cybercrime, and professors like Catherine Hahn, a former federal prosecutor and now general partner at Andreessen Horowitz, and the economist Susan Athey. The only public school on the list, the University of California at Berkeley, is one of the best engineering schools in the country and offers some high-level computer science courses on blockchain, as well as interdisciplinary courses and blockchain-related clubs. New York University was one of the first schools to offer a blockchain-related course. Now the school has such courses as Digital Currencies, Blockchains, and the Future of Financial Services, and Applications in Entrepreneurial Finance, FinTech. NYU also held the first university-supported Bitcoin hackathon back in 2014. MIT isn't missing the wave either. It offers courses for developers, like Cryptocurrency Engineering and Design, taught by the former CTO of Lightning Labs, Taj Draya, and Neha Narula, director of MIT's Digital Currency Initiative. For those curious about the financial side of blockchain, MIT's Sloan School of Business offers courses like Blockchain and Money. Other options include Cornell, Georgetown, Harvard, Duke, Carnegie Mellon, and the University of Pennsylvania. We'll talk about this more with our researcher Peter Ryan at the end of the podcast. Former President Bill Clinton spoke at Ripple's Swell Conference in San Francisco on Monday. Clinton expressed concern about disparity of access to new technologies like blockchain. He compared the new tech to the online commerce solutions that emerged in the late 1990s. The more you develop new technologies like blockchain, the more the disparity of access is going to be felt, Clinton said. Addressing another concern, that blockchain can be used by terrorists and other criminals to launder money, Clinton noted governments shouldn't kill the goose that laid the golden egg, but rather make an intelligent effort to identify the downsides of a new technology and not try to apply old regulatory approaches. Blockchain has potential because it's working across borders and separated income groups, but we could ruin it all, Clinton said, by negative identity politics and economic and social policy. Clinton was not the first former high-ranking official to join Ripple's conference. Last year, former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke participated. A new marketplace for crypto collectibles offers to sell them in bundles. The OpenSea marketplace will sell non-fungible tokens, the kind made famous by CryptoKitties, in a pack for a single price. In the past, individual NFTs have been difficult to price. Devin Finzer, co-founder of OpenSea, told CoinDesk that some users have crypto collectibles that aren't even worth the Ethereum gas it would cost to sell them one by one. So, similarly to how comic book collectors bundle issues together to sell less popular titles, in grab bags, if I recall correctly, rare crypto collectors may get some income from the items that are hard to sell individually. Since late September, some users have listed 137 groups of collectibles. They bundle together MLB crypto baseball tokens, I guess they're like baseball cards except digital, and also made combinations across multiple games, like a mix of CryptoKitties, ETHtown, and War Riders tokens. Venture capitalists invested almost four times more in blockchain projects this year. Research group Dyar reports that blockchain and cryptocurrency-focused startups have raised nearly $3.9 billion through VC investments in the first three quarters of the year. That's 280% more than what they raised for all of 2017. Also, the average size of crypto and blockchain investments has increased by over $1 million this year. 10 of the largest blockchain and crypto investments in 2018 saw the recipient companies raise more than $1.3 billion in total VC. This coincides with a decline in ICOs. The reason, according to DR, is that 70% of ICO tokens are now valued lower than during their respective sales. And the majority of tokens have dropped in price by more than 90% from their all-time highs. And we're joined again by my colleague, CoinDesk research analyst Peter Ryan. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this top blockchain universities ranking that the research team just put out. To start off, what was the impetus for this project? Why do this?
Yeah, what we see, obviously, is blockchain industry is growing leaps and bounds, even though we're in a little bit of a bear market. There's more and more opportunities to get involved in the space. And likewise, when you go down to the university level, there's more and more resonance with students for learning about blockchain. And what we've actually seen is a lot of students are forcing their schools to take on, you know, more blockchain cryptography classes in each of the various fields of the universities, whether it's law, business, computer science. So it is something the students are pushing for. And so we thought it'd be great to dive in just to see what some schools are doing in that regard and where they stack up.
Speaking of stacking up, you know, how do you come to a ranking? I mean, what determines which are the best?
So it's really hard to do that right now because it is still pretty early. But what we thought is the best way to do is just how many courses are they offering? What are the types of courses is the primary driver of this. But next is looking at what is the student engagement on campus? Are there student clubs? What about faculty-led research groups, other organizations like that? And then finally, we look at the location, namely if a school is near a city or a hub of crypto startups where kids can get internships or get jobs after college, we see that as a pretty good factor determining if it's a hotbed for crypto. So we combine those all into, you know, a total score in order to give us our top 10 ranking.
So which schools shine the most?
Yeah, so number one is Stanford. So Stanford's a great, well-rounded school when it comes to blockchain education. They have a wide variety of courses, like digital currency and cybercrime being one that offers students a good breadth, whether they're looking into the computer science side of things or the business side or the regulatory side. They have a lot of actually big name professors in the industry. Catherine Hahn, who was a regulator that then went over as a general partner to Andreessen Horowitz, is a teacher there. Also, the CTO of Coinbase was an educator there. And amongst their high-caliber faculty, they have a lot of student engagement and faculty, one being the Ethereum Foundation, and others funded the Stanford Center of Blockchain Research, which is a five-year project dedicated to working on the field's many technical challenges. So Stanford does a great job of hitting all the right marks. Next, at number two, we looked at UC Berkeley, which is the only public university on our ranking. And they got there while having a lot of great official courses administered by the university. However, what's very unique to them is that they have a very, very passionate student community through their Blockchain at Berkeley Club, which—
Is that through the law school?
No, it's a separate extracurricular student-run club where they actually hold courses after normal hours, and they have everything from syllabi to assignments, readings, and exams that students will take on top of their existing workload.
They get credit for that?
They do not get credit for it, but they're doing it, and they're taking on that structure because they want to learn about blockchain so much. So that's what's really interesting about them. What you'll notice too from our two top schools here is that they're both near Silicon Valley, which is definitely
sense,
a hotbed. Yeah. And then moving on to number three, we have NYU, which is notable for having a really early foot in the space for teaching about this back in 2014. A lot of the student groups, as well as the NYU Lesley Entrepreneurs Lab, held one of the first university-oriented hackathons. They had a bunch of students come out for that, and they partnered with companies in the space like Chain and Blockchain back then. as well as having some of the first courses taught, specifically David Yermak, who's a professor there, was teaching a lot of courses about sort of the intersection between blockchain as, you know, computer science, but also how does this work in business and how does this work from a legal point of view. And what we've seen from their more recent course offerings is that they do tend to have a business orientation, which how they approach the teaching of their blockchain education.
So beyond the rankings, were there any sort of unique qualities that really stuck out to you about any of these schools while you were doing your research?
Yeah. For instance, you know, while everyone would like to be in the top three, when we go down the list a little bit further, we see Georgetown University at number six. And while not maybe having the most active student groups or highest number of courses, what we did notice is that they provide a very unique legal and political focus, being that
they're in Washington, yeah.
Exactly. One of their educators is Perianne Boring, which leads the Chamber of Digital Commerce, which is a big lobbying group down there that is trying to coordinate a lot of better ideation of how these regulations should go forward. So for students that are interested in embracing the regulatory aspects of blockchain, Georgetown might be a good school to look at.
Peter, if people want to find out more about your work, where can they find you on Twitter?
Please follow me at @_PeterRyan.
And in addition to the insightful research from the CoinDesk research team, if you follow Peter, you're in for some pretty dank memes.
Especially the memes.
For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out CoinDesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CoinDesk. If you're enjoying this show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For CoinDesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.